Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Football Friday on The Fan.
It's a man's game now.
This is a Football Friday edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater.
Football Friday with AJ and Dusty on 1080.
We have great expectations.
The Fan.
Hour number two, AJ and Dusty with you. We will be talking, hopefully, with Joe Rexroad, The Athletic, Tennessee Titans reporter.
Ooh, exciting.
At the bottom of this hour. They just activated Derrick Henry officially.
Nice.
Whoop, whoop. We got a lot of games that we need to talk about. Before the Travis Dye transfer to USC hit, you were in the middle of a thought of Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, gosh. You're going to ask me to remember something from 20 minutes ago?
No, but this is very interesting, though, because we didn't get to dive into Tennessee-Cincinnati. The first game of the divisional weekend, it feels like a lot of people are writing off the team that is the one seed in the AFC and the team that has beaten four of the seven other remaining teams in the playoffs.
And has done so without their best player on offense for, like, the last 8 weeks.
And now they caught Kansas City at the, I think it was
nine games.
They got Kansas City early in the year and they bludgeoned them. It was like 27-3.
Mahomes was throwing an interception every other play.
The week before that, they beat Buffalo.
Okay.
They've beaten the Rams and the Niners.
Was that before or after the Bills lost to the Jags?
The Bills lost to the Jags?
Or wait, who am I thinking? What's the 9-6 game?
Look, I think that was Bills Jags.
Yeah.
But Tennessee is also, like, this is what people are pointing out. Like, they've beaten four of the seven teams remaining in the playoffs. Well, you can count five if you count themselves, because they beat themselves against Houston and the Jets this year.
LOL.
Tennessee has lost to the Texans and Jets, which that's one of the, those are two games where you sit there and you're like, how?
And why?
But that's the beauty of the NFL.
Yes.
And they, in the NFL, you get up for games like Kansas City, Buffalo, Rams, Niners. And you can get caught square on the jaw against the Houston Texans, where they lost to them earlier in the year. And then the very last game of the year, they almost lost to them again.
Yep.
Right? And you get caught in the jaw. Like, the New York Jets probably have some of the best wins in all of football this year.
Right.
Yep. All right. And they beat the Tennessee Titans. But those two losses, people keep bringing up as why you can't trust a team like the Tennessee Titans. Well, no. How about we look at the reason why they're the one seed and how they were able to overcome Derrick Henry not being there for half the year?
Right. And I think that's why we do need to take the Titans very seriously, because it's like pretty slept on. But again, we talked about it ad nauseum. Ryan Tannehill is not Aaron Rodgers. He is not Tom Brady. He is not Patrick Mahomes. He is not the guy who puts this team on his back and carries them to victories. He's the guy that sustains enough to get them a win.
Yep.
Derrick Henry is the dude who puts the team on his back, quite literally, and rushes them to wins. And they've been without him for 8 to 9 games. And that is massive, to say that they have not only sustained their excellence and their positioning and their seeding without him, but that now he's coming back. And we talked about this yesterday. It's not just the actual injury that benefited greatly him having that time off. The way he runs, his shoulders have to be messed up. His arms, his hands, his legs, his hips, his abs, all of it, because he's a bruising back. He moves or he moves you if you do not move. And all of that got a chance to heal and recover. So he's coming in off an injury, but also with a very fresh everything else to get ready to pound through some guys.
And this is what I love about this game is that, you know, we look at like surface stats and you say, you know, both the Bengals and the Titans, they give up points left and right. They're about middle of the road.
Yeah.
In points allowed. But Mike Vrabel built this team to be a defensive minded team, right? They have their flaws on both sides of the ball. We talked about this last week with Joe Burrow. Remember that storyline of most sacked quarterback in the entire NFL, and you've got to be ready because Max Crosby and company are going to pin their ears back and go and get him. Well, in that conversation, we also mentioned who was sacked the second most times in the NFL, and that's Ryan Tannehill.
Yep.
And you look at in the trenches how both of these teams are built on the defensive lines, and Tennessee, they don't get like the credit because they don't have, you know, a TJ Watt or an Aaron Donald, right? But they've got Harold Landry, Danico Autry, and Jeffrey Simmons, right? Those three guys, each of them have over 8 sacks this season. They're the only team to have 3 defensive linemen with 8 sacks, right? And Landry has, you know, 12, and he's like the double digit sack guy that you can point to as being the guy. But you would talk about Joe Burrow and the concern that they have. Absolutely, 100%. That is a major concern if you are the Cincinnati Bengals. But on the flip side, that's what Cincinnati does too. And that there is a massive injury because of what you said about Derrick Henry. Ride that running back. Tennessee's offense is grinded out. And that is Larry Ogunjobi, who their defensive tackle got hurt in the game against the wild card game against the Raiders, and he's going to be out with the ankle. That's a guy who it's not just 7 sacks that you're losing off your defense from your defensive tackle. You're losing your starting defensive tackle against Derrick Henry in the Tennessee Titans.
Really not great.
That's brutal.
Yep.
Heading into this game, and if you are, and that's why I'm going. Man, there is so much hype about, you know, the Bengals and how much they're celebrating. But look, they've got some questions because Trey Hendrickson is cleared. He's playing. But if he's not going to be fully healthy, what are you looking at with your guy coming off the edge? It could be a long day for Cincinnati because Tennessee's sitting there going, man, nobody's talking about us. Everybody's talking about how the Chiefs and the Bills are the de facto AFC title game, and we're the one seed.
And I think there's no way to underscore the value of bulletin board material.
Sure.
And that is massive bulletin board material because, again, we're not even talking about a Titans team that's not going to have Derrick Henry. We're talking about a Titans team that's going to have Derrick Henry. That's going to be a problem.
His impact is going to be interesting to see how healthy he is, because I still got Cam Akers in my head from last week where it's like, oh my, he looked good. He looked really good. Different injury, different person. What are we going to see from Derrick Henry?
But you can't not respect him.
Absolutely not.
And that's the biggest part of that, is that he changes the way you have to scheme defensively.
So
true. Regardless of whether or not he is at full strength, you have to assume he is, because even at 80%, 70%, he's one of the better backs in the league.
Yep. You see what the Titans are doing to make sure the Bengals aren't in the stadium?
No. Oh, I love this kind of stuff.
They have released, so the secondary market, they're not allowing tickets to hit the secondary market until today. So 24 hours before kickoff.
Ah!
They're saying no secondary market. So like somebody in Cincinnati is going to be sitting there like, you know, you can get tickets right immediately, like right after. Mm-mm. Apparently, I was reading, and it was actually from Joe Rexroad, who's going to be joining us at the bottom of this hour. He was saying, they're trying to limit the resale market, which I love. I think because what we saw in Dallas last week with so many Niner fans.
Which was very surprising for Dallas.
Yeah.
It was very surprising for Dallas.
Yeah. But that, I love that we talk about petty. That's a little petty for you.
But it's also strategic.
You don't want, yeah, because Bengal fans, they're riding a high.
Yes.
They want, you got a passionate fan base now. They're going to come in and it's not like you're playing like a New England or a Kansas City where they're like, we'll wait for the championship game.
Nah.
Uh-uh. You've got this
YOLO crowd,
new money, drunk fan base who's like, we don't know when the next time this is going to happen.
We're going to come, and we just got our voices back on Wednesday from last weekend. Count us in.
We're going to be doing the Icky Shuffle, which Icky Woods with a cane before the game. We didn't talk about that.
No.
Did you notice that?
No.
The Icky Shuffle. It's one of my, I remember doing the Icky Shuffle. Like, my dad and his buddies were like, do the Icky Shuffle when I was a kid, and I'd be doing, like, the Icky Shuffle, watching him do that before the game and having to, like, drop. He had, like, it wasn't even a cane. It was, like, a staff, like a walking stick, like, staff he was using.
That's awesome.
Bring on Icky.
Mine was the Dirty Bird.
Mm, yeah.
Jamal Anderson. Love the Dirty
Falcons.
Bird.
There we go.
We need more dances. Like, now they just take dances from like TikTok and social media.
You're saying you need more like branded dances to players, is what you're saying.
The Dirty Bird, the Icky Shuffle, the Super Bowl Shuffle.
What about Victor Cruz? Victor Cruz has his little.
His cha cha. Yeah.
What about, like, is Sean Merriman's Lights Out? Does that count?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That was a sick one. Lights Out was
like
awesome.
Sean Phillips doing his bowling thing. Do you remember that?
Was it Billy White Shoes Johnson who did the backflip?
Mm.
We need more trademarks.
And LT with his little hand on his head and the flip.
Oh, yeah.
That was Karl Malone. He ripped that off from Karl Malone. That's the mailman.
I learned it from
the mail. Oh, really? You don't know the mailman?
Well, no, like that,
he would do, LT would do the mailman where you put your hand behind your head and you put the ball out when
he
crossed the goal line.
Then
he'd let go.
No. His touchdown dance was like the flip.
And he'd flip the ball out.
Yeah.
Karl Malone would do that on layups during basketball games.
Whoa.
Were you not aware of this?
Nope.
Is this like the thing where you dropped the Japan fact on us yesterday? Because this one, again.
You guys don't remember the mailman?
Look.
Look.
I'm not saying this is false. I'm just saying you dropped that fact really fast.
Yes.
And it needs a little backup.
Guys,
it needs a little backup.
I want some confirmation on that LT stole his dance from Karl Malone.
Exactly what this is.
Yes, I just want to know that's true.
When LaDainian Tomlinson was like in elementary school, there were basketball cards of Karl Malone doing that. Karl Malone's thing.
But I need confirmation, though, that like LT has admitted
that he ripped it off.
Yeah. No, that like it was inspired by.
Yeah.
I don't know how it could be anything else.
Well, I don't know.
I think you're being really reckless right now with a diehard Chargers fan.
I am.
Because you're kind of shifting her world right
now.
Like, you can't just do that.
You're about to tarnish childhood memories. Yeah. Are you really wanting to do that?
Is this like what, like, hardcore Vanilla Ice fans are like, wait, no. This isn't under pressure. No.
I'm just saying, just tread carefully.
Okay.
It's like dropping on, like, a Blazer fan, like, oh, hey, did you know Brandon Roy's actually, like a huge a-hole. Like, he actually, like, in person.
But that's
like
just not true.
Well, is this true? I don't know. That's the thing.
We're saying.
Yeah. All right.
Is it the de facto AFC championship game next on The Fan?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Football Friday edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by Video Only.
On 1080 The Fan.
Highest over-under of the weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Buffalo Bills. And it hopefully will be a shootout to wrap up divisional weekend on coin. On Sunday.
Yeah.
A 3:30 kick, and they're calling it the de facto AFC championship game. Because, look, it's not unfair to sit there and look at both of these teams. And you were talking about recency bias when referring to the Travis Dye situation earlier, you know? And how quarterbacks earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
We have the recency bias. Well, we do have a little bit of recency bias because we didn't see Tennessee or Green Bay. In those first round, like, people were just forgetting about the one seeds. Those two teams were absolute hammers in wild card weekend, the Bills and the Chiefs. They've looked like they're peaking at the right time at the end of the season. And you have the two hottest quarterbacks in the league right now going head to head. Of course, we want to hype this thing up as the de facto AFC championship game.
Right, because we just saw it was so exciting
in the
wild card round to see them beat their opponents by 20, 30 points, whatever it was for each team, that it was really, it showed off that offensive arsenal that we have come to love about these two teams. But I think one of the things that when we had Trista Kirk on Wednesday, she reminded us, hey, don't forget, these two defenses, they also can be pretty good. And so is it going to be that shootout that we and Vegas hope it's going to be?
Well, I'm really excited to see the safety combo of Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer for Buffalo go up against this defense. Because how many times do we see, you know, those shots right down the middle of the field, or that long developing deep crosser where, you know, Patrick Mahomes rolls out to one side, throws the ball all the way back across his body, you know, to a receiver who's dragging all the way across the field the opposite way and just torch teams. Well, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, they are the cancel to that. Like, they do not allow, you look at, like, it's amazing to see. You can go on like Pro Football Focus and stuff like that. They do like heat maps and stuff. And it's super cool to see, like, nobody hits those spots of the field that Kansas City is so effective at on the Buffalo Bills, because Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer are that dang good.
They are. They are that good. And that's why I think it's going to be so interesting to have such great defenses, such great safeties, such great linebackers, to have those positions. It really does feel like it's going to be a battle of the best. And that's why it's being called the AFC de facto matchup. But the way you could look at this, if you're Tennessee and trying to be like, no, 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 it's cool, forget about us this weekend. If these two teams get into some massive knockdown, drag out, huge game, and Tennessee rolls, isn't that going to be a benefit for the Titans next weekend?
Sure is.
I mean, that's if you're Tennessee, you're like, yeah, no, keep the attention over there. It's fine. We just casually have Derrick Henry coming back.
And that's huge for Tennessee. If this is a, 60-minute scratch and claw all the way to the end, and that's, the defense of Buffalo in being able to take away Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, shots down the middle, I think that is going to be the fascinating part of this game is can Kansas City effectively run the football too?
Big question.
Because if you can't get those shots, you have to run the ball because they're committing two guys to just camp out over the top and just sit back behind. That means you have, and that's something that we've seen at times, it's a reluctance to do it. At times, it's just not smart because Mahomes is clicking and rolling, but if they're healthy and Jerick McKinnon is back healthy and Clyde Edwards-Helaire is able to play at a clip that has been successful for them, they need to run the ball this week. And it may feel uncomfortable for them at times, but that's going to be the key for them winning this game because, look, teams are starting to figure it out. And at this point in the playoffs, you don't blitz Patrick Mahomes and you have to be able to keep Hill, Kelce, Mecole Hardman right in front of you and not let those guys beat you deep.
And that's going to be a huge, huge key on both sides of the ball. But I think this is going to be also just a really fun quarterback battle.
Sure is.
I think these two quarterbacks, especially, I mean, obviously Patrick Mahomes doesn't have anything to prove, but given the way he started the season, I think there is an element of like, all right, you guys were supposed to roll and repeat your path to the Super Bowl and not just like repeat your path to the Super Bowl, but favorite, right? To like be there and win it all this year. And you started out, you got to play in all of the weekends. You don't get a bye. You have to play in all of the weekends. And you did struggle because you struggled to start the season. And so there's a question of, are you going to regress to that? Or is that going to sort of rear its head again? And then for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, you lost to the Jags at one point this season, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an element of both of these teams have had really low lows this season, and both of them look to be putting it behind them. But I'm just curious I'm intrigued for that reason, for the storylines of both these franchises.
You know, you got two of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yep.
And they're in their prime, and they're young, and they've got rockets attached to their shoulders. But both these defenses have also had their warts at different times. And, you mentioned the Kansas City defense. Boy, they look like a completely different crew since, getting Melvin Ingram back, since they were able to move, Chris Jones around on the defensive line and become more comfortable in their own skin, right? And that is going to be the fun part to me is both these defenses do not want to allow those quarterbacks to just sit back and launch 40-yard bombs down the field.
Nope.
Can they do it, though? Because nobody can contain these two guys. That's what makes it so fun is that if they get both Mahomes and Allen outside of the pocket and they're scrambling and they're running, like Josh Allen had 66 yards rushing last week against the Patriots. When they said, you know what? We're not going to get beat deep. Allen said, fine, I'll run. And Patrick Mahomes can do that, too. Like
right.
Josh Allen, actually more athletic than Mahomes, but Mahomes can do the exact same thing, and that's going to be the chess match that is going to be so fun to watch between these quarterbacks and these defenses. You got two of the best in the game right now in their prime, and both of them are in a Super Bowl window, very talented rosters top to bottom.
It's going to be really fun to watch. And I think the thing about if they both have to switch to sort of running the football and scrambling and making plays on their feet is they both do that so differently, too. Like, Josh Allen is so different when he's under pressure and scrambling than Patrick Mahomes is when he's under pressure and scrambling. I think it's pretty fun.
All right, coming up, we've got Joe Rexroad. He is from The Athletic. He covers the Tennessee Titans. But before we get to Joe, we've got to get to the NFC games. And the most interesting man in football right now is playing a massive role in tomorrow's game in Green Bay. First as well with SportsCenter.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a Football Friday edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by Video Only.
On 1080, The Fan.
The Green Bay Packers host the 49ers rematch of 2019's NFC Championship game where Jimmy Garoppolo was dared to throw the ball and said no.
I shall not.
And the Niners absolutely pummeled the Packers. This one, 5:15 on Fox tomorrow.
Ooh, oh. I know. This is going to be a really exciting game. No less exciting now after Will's SportsCenter. See, we listen. Nick Bosa clearing concussion protocol, so he will be a full go for San Francisco.
That is awesome to hear because that was a scary hit.
Yeah.
When you get the friendly fire and you're bringing somebody down and kind of get bent backwards like that. So that's great to hear that he's okay. But that helps, obviously, he and Fred Warner being available. But doesn't everything tell you Green Bay should win this game? From Vegas having them opening up at, you know, 6-point favorites, and that line's been fluctuating between 5.5 and 6.5. It's been bouncing around all week long. But you have Vegas, had them as the biggest favorite of the week. They're getting Za'Darius Smith, who hasn't played since week one with a back injury back.
Yep.
Whitney Mercilus is coming back. And Whitney Mercilus has been out with that a torn bicep and he's back.
Yeah, that's wild.
That is crazy. Jair Alexander, who's returning since a shoulder surgery after week four.
Oh my gosh.
And then you get David Bakhtiari, who hasn't played all year except for what? Like almost a half against the Detroit Lions, coming back from an ACL injury. Like, we're making a big deal about Derrick Henry because it's Derrick freaking Henry, but we're talking about five. Well, because Randall Cobb and his core injury too, five really good players coming back for the Green Bay Packers, the number one overall seed. And somehow they've been able to go most of this season and shore up the number one seed without five critical and crucial players.
And I think this is where it's going to be really interesting to see, and I think it will work out very well for the Green Bay Packers, but it's going to be really interesting to see because as you're rehabbing from an injury, right, and coming back to play after that long, it's not just physically you need to get back in the game, it's mentally. It's what have you been studying while mm-hmm. you've been out? Have you been keeping up with the schemes, with the playbook, with what everybody's trying to do? Are you very, very clear what your role is going to be when you get back on the field? Not just can you physically perform it, but can you mentally know it and know every facet of it to be in sync when you get on the field in a divisional round playoff game?
In all of those things, and they have the better quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have two coaches that are like twinsies. They were actually called, I found my absolute favorite name for the group of coaches that you've seen the graphic, obviously, of Matt LaFleur, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan from when they were in Washington.
Yep.
Well, you add Mike McDaniel, the offensive coordinator, in for the 49ers, and they called them this is according to Woody Page.
Knows his stuff.
They called them the Kitty Core.
Amazing.
Because they look like children, but you have guys that are really good friends and that familiarity with each other in LaFleur and Shanahan, two really good coaches. Like, this game has everything you want.
It really does.
But Green Bay is just the better team right now.
Green Bay is a better team, and also I just don't think you can also underestimate the impact of Lambeau Field. Mm. That place is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, so in Green Bay they have at least they were closed when we were there, but they have the closed press box, and you can still hear and feel that stadium just shaking yep. to its core. And then you add in that it's going to be cold. Oy.
I go to this point too. It all does point to the Packers, but if you're going to say San Francisco has a chance in this game, they do what they did with the first time with Jimmy G, which is he threw the ball 8 times. You're probably not going to be able to throw the ball 8 times. They're going to load up and beat you in their run game. But when we're talking about linebacker Za'Darius Smith, who's been out since week one, when you're talking about Whitney Mercilus, who's been out with a torn bicep and is now recovering, and he's coming back, you want to play a physical brain with Jaire Alexander, you know, guarding Deebo Samuel, who in the blocking game is a monster, if that's where they're going to go, right? Or just any support to the run. Playing those guys coming back right now and playing the physical brand in the cold against a team where, like, if you, what San Francisco wants to do is beat you up and just kind of hit you over the head with the sledgehammer over and over with Elijah Mitchell and their fullback juice check and Deebo Samuel in the running game and the psychopath that is George Kittle, who loves to, like, laugh maniacally after flatbacking people. That is exactly the blueprint to beat a team that is bringing back three guys on that defense who have had significant injuries. And it's, oh, by the way, 12 degrees outside. Like, that to me, I sit there and I go, Green Bay, Green Bay, Green Bay. But that little demon in the back of my head is going, yeah, but physical football.
Here's how they could do it.
12 degrees.
Yep.
They've done it before. Can you keep the ball away from Aaron Rodgers long enough?
You have to keep it away from him for quite some time. Like, you can't give him even 37 seconds, so.
I think that's going to be I think we got two good ones tomorrow with Tennessee, Cincy. Just because we get to see what Tennessee is and find out what that high that Cincinnati is riding, how far that takes them, and then you get a slugfest tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
We got our picks coming up. We have the Chaos Corner that has to happen at 2:30 as well. We do need to introduce everybody, though, to Mike McDaniel.
Absolutely.
Mike McDaniel is the offensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers, and he deserves his own time to be carved out. And we will not do a disservice to Mike McDaniel, because if you don't know who he is, he's an effing legend already.
This guy is quickly, somebody described him as an assassin disguised as a hipster.
Perfect.
That's what he is.
We will get to Mike McDaniel, the offensive coordinator of the 49ers, coming up next hour. But coming up next, we need to head to Nashville. We've gone to the number one team in the NFC, Green Bay, yesterday with our friend Gabe Neitzel. Let's go to the number one seed in the AFC. People overlooking this Tennessee team. Joe Rexrode from The Athletic joins us. AJ and Dusty on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by Video Only.
On 1080, The Fan.
The action in divisional round weekend kicks off tomorrow. A 1:30 kick between the Tennessee Titans and the Cincinnati Bengals. For a preview, we head to Nashville. Joe Rexrode covers the Titans and all things Tennessee for The Athletic, and he's kind enough to join us now. Joe, thanks for a few minutes more for us, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Really looking forward to this game and really all of them this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome weekend in football, and it gets even better with the move that we all expected became official just a little bit ago. Derrick Henry officially activated, and we've heard the rumblings of, hey, you know, he's going to be the guy who's going to get the start, and the workload is expected to go to Derrick Henry. How much of the usual workload should we expect from the Tennessee Titans to their main running back?
Yeah, that's the big question. Certainly, you know, medically, I mean, he's all good. He's 100%. He's healed. He's had the surgery to repair the Jones fracture in the right foot and put a little, he called it a big steel plate, but I mean, obviously it's a tiny little thing in a tiny little bone, but, he's ready to go. It just comes down to, I mean, Derrick Henry, of course, famously is always in a tremendous shape, and he doesn't look any different to me than he always has. So he hasn't been sitting around eating, you know, Christmas cookies here. I mean, he's ready. Is there like a game shape thing? Is there just a, you know, maybe an impulse to just kind of ease him in a little bit, because there's still the mental aspect of this too, right? Just cutting hard on that foot at 6'3", 250 and taking hits and everything. I mean, I can see the Titans going with Deontay Foreman, who has kind of replaced him during the 9 games he missed and done a, you know, really nice job. Early in the game, I suspect that if this is a fourth quarter game, and you know it's a one score game either way, I think he'll probably get a lot of work in the fourth quarter as long as he looks like himself. I mean, it's been the formula for this team for years now, and you get to the fourth quarter and defenses really hate trying to tackle him at that point.
Yeah, I remember in the Seahawks game this season, it was like he had more rushing yards in the fourth quarter than the rest of the game combined or something like that. He just went off in the second half. Yep. So one of the questions, too, switching to the other side of the ball, Joe Burrow is a quarterback that is very familiar with finding himself getting sacked. What is it this Titans defense needs to do to keep Joe Burrow and the Bengals, who I'm sure are going to be playing a little bit free, they feel like they're playing with house money coming off of this win over the Raiders. What does the defense need to do in order to make Joe Burrow uncomfortable?
Yeah, well, no question. The most sacked QB in the league, 51 times he's been sacked, and the Titans completely revamped their pass rush this year. They had 19 sacks last year. They got to 43 this year. And they're the only team with 3 players with 8 or more, Harold Landry, Jeffrey Simmons, and Daquan Jones. So, DeNico Autry. One big thing, it's a really interesting stat on Joe Burrow, is he kills blitzes. He kills teams that blitz, and his numbers are all off the charts against the blitz, and they're much more, you know, human against teams that drop into coverage. And the Titans are one of the lowest blitzing teams in the NFL. They've been able to do that this year because of those the 3 guys I mentioned, and then Bud Dupree, who they brought in from Pittsburgh. So a huge key to this game is, can the Titans get that pressure with 4, and can they drop 7 consistently and you know, speed up the clock for Joe Burrow? I mean, if not, they're going to have a real problem with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. This is a tremendous collection of skill that Cincinnati has. But the Titans, you know, in their best games this year, blowing out the Chiefs, beating the Bills, beating the Rams, the pass rush has been as important as anything.
We're talking with Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. It covers the Titans and all things Tennessee. Now, you mentioned, like, this is a front 7. They've 43 sacks from 19 a year ago. Harold Landry kind of gets overlooked as one of the sack guys in the NFL. He's got 12 this year. How has Mike Vrabel kind of allowed this team to fly under the radar when they do have, you know, some pretty impressive numbers that they have put up as a defensive unit? It seems like the only thing anybody wants to talk about with this team outside of Nashville, maybe, is the fact that they're doing it without Derrick Henry, where this defense has pulled a lot of the weight for this team, especially the back half of the year.
Yeah, no question. And as far as the under the radar, you know, I think Vrabel, I don't think Vrabel minds that. You know, I think the Titans in general have had, you know, I mean, it's not a sexy team. You know, I feel like the teams, you got bigger market teams, or you got teams with more tradition or bigger fan bases, and then even just teams that are you know, more passing oriented. You know, I feel like get more attention. But no, you're right. I mean, in fact, I mean, the first game without Derrick Henry, he hurt himself at Indianapolis. The next game, they go out to Los Angeles for a Sunday night football game. And, I mean, I'll be honest, I thought they were probably going to get thumped, you know, the emotional letdown of losing Derrick Henry. And Jeffrey Simmons goes in and just dominates that game from the interior. And they are all over Matthew Stafford. Kevin Byard gets a pick 6, you know, the terrific safety for the Titans. And they win that game 28-16. So, I mean, again, that defense really has saved them, especially, you know, Derrick Henry's been hurt for 9 weeks, but they've also missed A.J. Brown a lot. They've missed Julio Jones a lot. And their offensive line has only had 2 games with all of the starters playing a full game. I mean, Ryan Tannehill is basically the only guy who's been there every game. So they've really had to rely on that defense.
What is it like covering Mike Vrabel? He seems like he can be rough around the edges, but then very welcoming at the same time.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I think, see, with Vrabel, What I always wish is, I wish that the Vrabel you see on the practice field, which is very entertaining, very, well, very profane, but very funny, I wish that, you know, you could translate that to the press conferences, yeah. Because he gets to the press conference and it's like he wants to go into Belichick mode, you know? I mean, he wants to tell us as little as possible, and sometimes he gets irritable about what I think are trivial things. But every once in a while, it'll come out. I mean, he's got a lot of personality. He's actually very funny. It's just that he tries his darndest to Belichick it up at the podium. So, you know, if the Titans get, well, even if they get to next week, there'll be a lot more attention. But man, if they get to like a Super Bowl media day, that'll be interesting. I could see him doing like a Marshawn Lynch coach version of that at that thing. But hopefully not, because again, like, he's actually really funny.
That's amazing. Now, on this program, we like to highlight, you know, some of the petty parts of sports. And Tennessee getting ready to host their first playoff game with allowed full capacity in 13 years. And they are doing everything possible to make sure it is all friendly Nashville blue in that stadium. How much does this game mean to the city?
Yeah, well, it means a lot, and having an atmosphere like that does too. They've done they disabled the transfer function until, well, I guess it can start in about, well, actually about 20 minutes ago it could start. It was 24 hours before kickoff, which in theory means that maybe some Bengals fans who might have, you know, bought tickets early in the week to make plans, you know, can't do it till now, so you're going to maybe keep some of them from coming in. You know, I don't know how much impact that'll really have. But I will say that this atmosphere this year has been the best in years for the Titans at home. They filled the place. They filled it with Titans fans. It's tough, you know, for them. One, because it is a young fan base still. There's a lot of people in Nashville from all over the place. It's a rapidly growing city, but people from all over different areas. And also, people love coming here for a weekend. So opposing fans will, like, look at the schedule every spring and be like, okay, we're going to go to the Titans game because Nashville is a great time and, you know, and you can usually get tickets. So it's kind of tough for the team. They've had to have a lot of games where, you know, like 30-35% of the crowd is the other team, and that's enough to make an impact. But I don't think it will be that tomorrow.
Awesome. Joe, we really appreciate the time. Know your slam today. Appreciate a little bit of insight on Tennessee as we head into Division Weekend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Good talking to you. Appreciate it.
There he is. Joe Rexrode from The Athletic covers the Tennessee Titans. He mentioned something very interesting in there about this team and kind of their little chip on their shoulder. That nugget that he said, 43 sacks from 19 a year ago.
Ridiculous.
People are just kind of looking right past the dominance that Tennessee has had at times in long stretches of the season, especially against really good teams.
And I think especially in situations where Joe Burrow does not thrive. That was the other nugget in there that he pointed out about the different situations with Joe Burrow.
Show. All right, let's get to our number three. You will hear from Mike McDaniel, legend.
Already.
We have the Chaos Corner.
Fantastic.
But where we start, it's always awkward, often offensive, exceedingly entertaining. Our weekend, would you rather? Next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.